put myself through it. How could I be helpful to mom if I ain't self through it? Tertiary institute.
Great. It's our big date and you're not even having fun.
No, I am. Seriously.
You know, I can take you home if you want.
No, not yet. The minute I go home, I have to break the bad news.
What about university? Why tell him you didn't get accepted tonight?
Well, the mandatory graduate exit meeting with Simpson is tomorrow, so they're gonna find out.
Well, maybe it won't be so bad.
No, you don't get it. My mom is my best friend, and I lied to her. She thinks I'm going to Toronto University to pursue my dreams.
Why aren't you guys dancing?
Anya, you know Bianca.
Hey, no, don't mind us. We're just enjoying from the sidelines.
Cool. This is Polly and Chloe.
I like your necklace. Where did you get it?
I got it when I was like 10. My mom put sand in it.
Oh my God, that is so sweet.
Did you guys want a bomb?
I don't think she's in the mood.
Have you ever done it?
Coke? No. Have you?
Never. Would you?
I got practice early in the morning. So, you can do it if you want. Not your mom.
Well, things can't possibly get any worse, so. Oh my goodness. Let's go dance.
Yes.
The wake up.
Your first morning and you got up to get coffee? I'm in roommate heaven.
Yeah, well, I slept like a log. My last place was above a subway line and it rattled every 3 minutes.
No more lascivious chats with the concierge required. Your very own fob.
My very own what? Oh, the BP key thing.
Yes, the BP key thing. You'll be used to loft living in no time. So, what's on the sketch today?
Morning class, and then I have a 6-hour shift at Motoretta, and then I volunteer at a homeless shelter.
Like, with homeless people? That's hands-on of you. What's that?
Mr. Tuxedo Pants.
You have a cat?
We have a cat. I had to pick him up this morning. Ex-roommate's orders.
You're just full of surprises.
You're sure your mom won't freak out when she comes back from her trip?
No, it's fine. Right, little guy?
It's not too late to sign up for the Volley for Kidneys Beach Volleyball Tournament. Your support goes to kidney research.
Whoa, you look like crap.
Thanks. How was hockey practice?
Great. Top of the line for the tournament. How are you, party girl?
Terrible. Not only do I feel crappy from this come down, but I just had the worst family breakfast ever.
Oh, you broke the news, huh?
Yeah. They cried.
Well, maybe the worst of it's over?
I doubt it. My mom's in the car right now reapplying her mascara before she gets to come in and hear Simpson tell her how I didn't live up to my full potential. This is fun.
Back to reality. Sucks.
For a while last night, it felt like I could do anything. And now I feel worse than I felt in weeks.
Maybe coke is a bad idea.
You think?
Oh, your mom looks bummed.
I hate my life. Bye, Mom. know you're upset, and I'm sorry I let you and Dad down.
If we're upset, we're only upset because you let yourself down. We just don't understand why you only apply to TU. Honey, I like the idea of you being close by, but why limit your options? We raised you to be independent.
I did it for a guy.
Was this guy also a doctor?
I know, and I'm so stupid. I wasted so much time obsessing over guys, and I had to just focus on school, and I might be going to Yale with Holly J.
Oh, it must have been hard to focus on university when I was going through chemo.
It's not your fault, Mom.
Well, I talked to the guidance counselor, and there's a slim chance that Haslett University will accept late admission. So, this should be sent within the next couple of days.
Okay, I'll fix this. Get my life on the right track and make you proud.
Make yourself proud.
Right. Last chance, you, here I come.
Okay, have you thrown out all the girls' underpants? I told you it was a phase. I was curious, but I'm not anymore. I found something else to focus on. The app contest? Will you and Hannah be my partners?
Okay, I promise you won't stare at her. Her chest hilarious.
I swear on my iPad, okay?
How am I supposed to finish this and write an admissions essay?
I guess this means you're bailing on playing for my volleyball team later?
Sorry, I'm exhausted.
But you look so good in a bikini. Why so tired anyway?
Okay, promise you won't judge me, Holly J?
Me?
Never. Is that not what the J stands for?
It stands for Jeanette. I promise. What's up?
Okay, you might want to sit down. Last night I tried cocaine.
Anya? I mean, Anya, why?
Some of Owen's friends were doing it, and I was having a really bad night.
Clearly.
I promise I won't do it again.
Good. Because in a few months, we're gonna be on to bigger and better things. Don't let some grade 11 with blue eyes and too much gel drag you down.
Stop blaming Owen for everything. He didn't make me do it.
Fine. Just focus on your essay. Considering you missed the deadlines, your chances here are kind of slim to none.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. Yeah, I would be an ideal candidate for your university because...
Attention! Ask me what it's like.
No, not listening. Okay, I've got applications and I gotta focus, okay?
Please tell me you're here to help me make posters.
Ask me what it's like living with the most beautiful girl on earth.
What is it like living with the most?
Wonderful. She brought me coffee.
Ooh la la. I'm so glad Mama Coin let Charlie move in. Mama Coin has no clue.
Once she gets back from her business trip in New York and sees how happy I am, she'll never kick Charlie out.
Does Charlie know she's a dirty little secret?
As they say, no need to air out dirty laundry when there's plenty of fresh.
I don't know anybody who says that.
Holly J, we have so many good things to discover about each other as we fall deeply in love.
Why get hung up on the bad?
And she has a cute kitty. His name is Mr. Tuxedo Pants.
And you're allergic to him?
Don't say that. I love kitties.
So, I leave for my hockey tournament tomorrow. Do I get some Anya time before I go?
I'm only 3 lines into my admission essay.
So I guess we're not hanging out.
Okay, what if I don't get in, Owen? This is all I have going for me right now.
You know, schools aren't gonna care if you submit some stupid application.
So you're saying I should just give up? You're such a crab bucketer.
No, I'm saying if you want something, take it. Like I did with you.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Call him. Tell him your story.
You can't just call him. That's not how it works.
Says who? Explain you helped your mom through cancer. That's why you're late.
You think they'll care?
Look. Few pieces of paper with some check boxes on it aren't gonna show them how amazing you are. And at Owen University, you'd be on the dean's list.
Shut up. No, you know how nervous I get on the phone.
I'll be right here.
Hi, admissions?
Get this. We open the play with a song that establishes the theme.
So, like a theme song?
Exactly. Antihistamine?
Yeah, I'm allergic to Mr. Tuxedo Pants.
I'm not following.
My roommate's cat. And look, hives.
Those look like bites. May I?
Gross, what kind of bites?
Weird, you've bed bugs.
They have eyes? Ugh. Okay, I do not have bed bugs. Ew.
Face-to-face interview with the head of admissions.
Told you. You're amazing.
You know, you're like my confidence. You make me feel like I can do anything.
Oh, stop. I'm blushing.
You know, my mom actually dropped the phone when I told her. I'm gonna get into university. You know, you are like the only person who's made me feel good about myself in weeks.
Are you rewarding me by being in a bikini?
And by going out tonight.
Anya!
Oh, one sec. Okay, it's our last chance to be together before the tournament, so.
You made it.
Guess who scored an interview with Hasley, you?
Anya, that is awesome. You brought company?
Two teams. 20 bucks a piece. What's that, like 40 bucks?
There are more teams registered. They're on their way.
What he meant to say is that he called some of his hockey friends to come play and that they will be here soon.
Thank you, Owen.
Let's talk about my future as a university girl. Do you think I could get into a sorority?
I'm creating a database and then I'll code the algorithm.
Wait, for the app competition. This sounds advanced.
No, it's actually quite simple. Before the dress code, I struggled with picking clothes. And girls have so many varieties of materials and colors.
You know, you might be onto something here.
Yeah, our app can make getting dressed an equation. Top option A plus bottom option B equals outfit X. And then the user just tells the app how they're feeling, and then it recommends an outfit from articles in their wardrobe.
Wow. Connor, let me know if you're looking for investors. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Definitely bed bugs.
Why didn't I see them? My mom is gonna be so mad at me.
Well, these bloodsuckers only come out at night. They hide in small places. Seams, tufts, the crevices in your mattress.
Ugh, disgusting. What do I need to do?
Well, it's a process. You're gonna have to get all your clothes, linens, carpets clean. Now, we can help you with the cleaning and steaming, but you're gonna have to keep up with the work to make sure they don't come back.
I'm a clean person, you know. How do they even get in here?
Well, they come from apartment complexes, hotel beds, movie theaters.
I haven't been to any of the above.
Well, maybe someone else brought them in. Any new people come over?
Yes, actually.
Stay in residence, get your own place.
I think residence will be better. Meet new people, make friends.
By friends, you mean cute college guys?
No, I actually mean friends.
Seriously, you're not gonna stay with Owen, are you?
I don't know. I'll be there, he'll be here.
No, you're finally getting back on track, okay? Girls like us don't need guys like that lingering around. Besides, you're better than him.
Oops.
I'm soaked. Owen!
Sorry, babe. Defective squeeze bottle.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. It's just a little water.
Hello, goodbye. Gonna sing this lullaby. Open up your eyes so you see what I'm saying. Stop picking up the telephone. Just wanna
I'm dancing. What more do you want?
You know what? Let's just go home.
Oh, yeah. Run along. Call Holly J.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, we don't need boys dragging us down.
Screw that, man.
Owen.
Did she not say that? That you're too good for me?
She said that. I didn't.
She's trying to turn you against me. Can't you see that? And you listen to everything this girl says. I don't want you hanging around her.
You can't tell me what to do.
Trust me. It's for your own good. She's giving you false hope about this university stuff.
False hope? You think I'm gonna screw this up?
Yeah. If you keep listening to Holly J and being her lapdog, absolutely.
I'm not anybody's dog.
Sure about that?
Hey, I'm home. Sorry I didn't pick up dinner. Did you get my text? Are we moving?
It crossed my mind.
What's happening?
We have bed bugs.
Bed bugs?
With eyes. I'm doing damage control before my mom gets home. I've never felt so filthy in my entire life.
What can I do to help?
Nothing. Pest control's coming back tomorrow.
This sucks, Fiona.
Doesn't it? Thanks to you, I have to sleep on the floor tonight.
Thanks to me? You think I brought them in?
Who else?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe anybody? Did you consider that maybe it wasn't me?
Well, they weren't here before you moved in, and I haven't been anywhere sketchy, so.
Oh, I'm sketchy. Is that it?
You said you lived above a subway line.
That doesn't mean I had a bed bug infestation.
You volunteered a homeless shelter and keep your clothes in that old duffel bag.
You actually think you're better than me because you have money.
Charlie.
No, sorry, I'm not a porcelain doll like you.
Okay, that's not what I meant. I'm just so grossed out.
Awesome. I'm gonna go have a shower. And maybe I'll sleep in the tub since you think I'm so dirty.
Pretty necklace, girl. You all right?
Not really. I'd really like to go home.
Owen looked pissed.
Yeah, my boyfriend sucks. My friends suck.
So what happened?
I'm really sick and tired of having everybody tell me what to do all the time, you know? Break up with him, don't be friends with her.
You can't just let people walk all over you like that.
I know. It seems like everyone knows what's best for me except for me.
So prove them wrong. Do your own thing, make your own choices.
You're right. Like tonight, I wanna have fun. Can I borrow some of that?
Really?
Yeah. I need it. Here, take the rest. Oh, I can't. It's a gift.
How you feeling?
Night is young.
I called my old roommate. No sign of bed bugs, so it's me. What are you doing?
Steaming.
What are you steaming about?
Us. Living together. And if we're gonna be roomies, we should get to know each other. So, you start.
Short version. I'm from the burbs. My parents got divorced when I was 14. Met some bad people. Lived on the streets for a bit. A couple years ago, I made up with my mom. She pays for my art school, and I work so I could pay for my living expenses. Classic rags to slightly better rag story. Now you.
Well, my dad's a diplomat, so I spent my entire life traveling from one capital to the next. My last stop was at a prep school in New York, where I didn't fit in. And now I'm back here. I guess. I like my life right now.
I like my life right now, too. With you.
Oh. Mom, how are you? Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my God. Okay, I have to call you back. Love you, bye.
What?
Oh.
What?
I owe you a titanic apology. They're fumigating the penthouse in New York. My mom brought the bed bugs. Guess I'm the one with the dirty little secret.
You disgust me.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Wait. Just at a bathroom coke party?
What do you care?
She's all yours. Have fun.
That's right. Walk away. Bye.